Accusing someone of sexual harassment or violence is hard to do, which is a major reason many victims wait years before making allegations, if they decide to at all. And unfortunately for those victims, they may not see their harassers brought to justice through the legal system if they wait too long. Here's MarketWatch reporter Maria LaMagna. Maria, explain some of the issues.
Basically, each state has its own law about the statute of limitations, you know, which is the amount of time the state has to charge an alleged perpetrator. So depending on what state you live in, if you do want to file, you know, a criminal charge against someone for sexual assault, you actually have to check the state law and see if you're within the amount of time that you can actually do that. And for some states, there's a relatively short timeline, so you might miss it if you aren't ready to do it immediately after the incident.
Boy, as if your head, isn't foggy enough after something like
exactly.
that. Right now you got to worry about a law and deadlines and all that.
Totally. And I think that is, you know, there are so many reasons why people do wait, you know, whether it's needing clarity themselves about what happened or needing support. And so I think that is part of the reason why some states have gotten rid of their statute of limitation laws. California, for example, is often seen as kind of a groundbreaking state in that regard. They recently got rid of their statute of limitations for serious crimes like rape. And there are some states that are kind of moving toward that. But in a lot of states, you have to file relatively quickly.
Well, what are some of the states, I guess, that have done something, considered more unusual than others?
So California, yeah, as I mentioned, it ended its statute of limitations on rape and sexual assault cases in 2016. New York actually has separate laws for rape in first, second, and third degree. And if it's first degree, which often involves like physical force or threat, then you actually, there's no time limit. But then for, you know, variations on that concept for the second and third degree, there are. Pennsylvania was kind of in the spotlight because during the Bill Cosby case, a lot of women who did accuse him weren't actually within their limit, but a woman who was assaulted or said she was assaulted more recently was able to, because Pennsylvania has a 12-year statute of limitations law. So it ends up really becoming relevant, especially as more recently we've seen people feel more supported and able to come out and say, this happened to me, but...
Yeah.
You know, if it happened 10 or more years ago, sometimes they're not actually going to see the person brought to justice in a traditional, you know, criminal sense.
Boy, we're speaking with MarketWatch personal finance writer Maria LaMagna. She's written a piece entitled, How Late is Too Late to Turn Someone In for Sexual Assault? What is, explain what the group Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, or RAIN, does.
Yes, yeah, a lot of people know it as RAIN, but they actually have a really good resource if you are looking to file in your state. They let you search by state and then look up each law, that you might need, which is really good. They also have a hotline that you can call if you, you know, want to talk some of this through or just need support as well. They have it's called the National Sexual Assault Hotline. And another thing that they said is that, you know, people kind of all have their own definition of justice, and some people might start a healing process by just speaking out, and maybe they don't even expect their perpetrator, you know, their attacker to necessarily be, you know, experience the criminal justice system and actually be arrested or anything like that. But, you know, simply by exposing the person's name, and, you know, sometimes people become speakers themselves in support of victims. So I guess, you know, what they're saying is even if you don't actually see your attacker go to jail, you know, there are some other ways where you might find some healing, even though obviously getting someone, an attacker, behind bars would be best case scenario.
How about the role that this backlog of rape kits plays?
Yeah, that was something that was surprising to me. When I was interviewing a representative from RAIN, she was saying, unfortunately, that's not an efficient process as it is now. And so that has even, states have kind of had to tweak their laws because so often a rape kit isn't processed in time to actually meet the statute of limitations if you are in a state where there is one. They can kind of sit in, you know, the collections sort of area for each state for quite a while. And so that's another reason why some advocates have been pushing for longer statute of limitation laws, because sometimes it's not even the victim's fault. It could just be that the system is taking a while to produce evidence. So there's kind of various factors for why it ends up taking a long time.
Thanks, Maria. It's MarketWatch reporter Maria LaMagna, who's based in New York.
Thanks for listening. And for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.